It's not just time to get away. It's time to travel with Anita. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Now, here's the host of Travel with Anita, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel with Anita and Friends. Yes, you guys heard it right. I have taken the bags out of my name. So now I'm just Travel with Anita. Not that I'm leaving the bags at home, because we need those bags when we go traveling. But I've decided to rebrand myself, because it really is all about me taking you on these journeys virtually and sharing with you different stories of people that I meet, places that I go, all the different cuisines that I try, the history that I learn about, all of those things. So I have switched over now to Travel with Anita. Now, you can still find me on all the social media. You can find me on Facebook at Travel with Anita. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Anita and Friends. And remember, Anita does have two N's in it. So A-N-N-I-T-A, N, and then Friends, Anita and Friends. Because I'm so excited to really explore more about these human interest stories that I've been doing and share them with you, these really interesting people in these very fascinating destinations. And today, I'm not short on that as well. I have a new human interest story to share with you. And actually, she's a good friend of mine, but I asked her to come on and talk with us about Cherokee culture and traditions. Now, her name is Nancy Plemons, and Nancy is a lot of things. Not only is she a great friend, but she is also an author of a great cookbook that's all about Cherokee cooking. She is also a great cook, obviously, if she has a cookbook. Nancy, as you can see, is going to be a great person to talk with about the traditions and the culture and everything about Cherokees that you may know some of it, but I think she'll share some very interesting things that may be new to you, but certainly her life and how she has grown up Cherokee and lived her life Cherokee. So here we go with my conversation with Nancy.
So, Nancy, thank you so much for joining me. You and I have had many conversations before, but I just, you know, I'm so fascinated by you, by your life, by, you know, all the things that you can do, everything from, you know, the jewelry that you make, the crafts that you make, and the food that you cook, and just everything. So I want to share that with my listeners. So thank you so much for coming and joining me today to talk about, you know, let's talk about Nancy.
Well, I know a lot about Nancy.
Absolutely. Well, so the listeners get to know you, why don't we just start off a little bit about sharing a little bit about you. So where were you born, Nancy?
I was born in Cherokee, North Carolina, which is part of the Eastern Cherokee Reservation. And I lived there up until I was 19 years old, and I went to school, and then I married and moved to Asheville, North Carolina, and lived there for 18 years, and then moved back to Cherokee, and I've been in Cherokee or the surrounding area ever since, and I've done a little bit of everything, and I had a good life, a young life. I was Indian people are very clannish, and we all stick together, live in a little tight neighborhood. And my grandpa Vinny had a big influence on my life. One of the men that had a big influence on my life. And we lived with him a lot, back and forth, and with my grand. And the Cherokees are a matriarch society. So the women are the boss. Everything belongs to the women, the land, the house, the children. But they do give the men are the providers. They're the hunters. And they make sure that the family's taken care of. But when it comes down to the bottom line, the women are still the boss, which a lot of people don't understand. But that is our society, and it works for us. It probably wouldn't work for everybody, but it works for the Cherokees and most Indian tribes.
Well, I definitely want to dig a little deeper into that when we talk about the culture. But I want to just go back a little bit because I want to clarify something. Now, I know both of your parents were Cherokee. What is the correct definition? Because I've heard people say that if you don't have any white ancestry, you're a pure breed or you're a full-blood Cherokee. What is the right thing that we should say to identify someone like yourself who doesn't have a white heritage?
We're a matriarch society, so we get all of our heritage from our mother. Now, my mother could be an Indian, and I have a clan. We are comprised of seven clans. Now, had my mother been white, I would not have a clan, even though I might be half Cherokee. You're kin to everybody that is in your clan. They're like brothers and sisters. There's no intermarrying among those people. And a lot of people don't understand that. They say, well, my grandmother was a Cherokee, but she married somebody white. Well, that heritage is lost because you have to have a native mother to be able to have a clan. You can still be part of a clan, but you can't claim to have, like, I belong to the Pink Clan, and you can't claim that clan, but you can still be part of the Cherokee society.
But if someone referred to you, would it be appropriate to say then that you were full-blood Cherokee, because both your parents are Cherokee?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that's right, uh-huh. And you still get to keep, even though you maybe have one white parent, you still get to keep the degree of blood that you are from your other parents, even if it's your dad. There's no discrimination against that. It's just that you don't have a clan if you don't have an Indian mother. And the clans, there's seven of them now. And years ago, there used to be 14. How they got reduced, we don't know. There is Bird Clan, Long Hair Clan, Wild Potato Clan, Pink Clan, Blue Clan, Bird Clan.
Deer and Wolf, are those two clans?
Yes. There's a Deer Clan.
Is there some traditional cultural reason for a particular clan name?
Yes. Each clan represents a certain job that they had within the tribe that they had to do. And now my clan is the Pink Clan, and we were the medicine people. They knew the medicine that grew. And Wild Potato Clan, they were a gatherer of wild potatoes, and they provided. Each clan had a certain purpose to provide for the tribe as a whole.
See what I mean? Great information. Now, guys, we need to stop here, take a break. But when we come back, I will pick up my conversation with Nancy. We'll continue to talk about the Cherokee traditions, also some of the foods we'll get into a little bit later, and also the clans that are part of the Cherokee Nation and just what they are and how they have come about to be the particular clans of the Eastern Band of the Cherokees. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Birdhouses, a great destination where you can have all of the urban amenities, but in a natural setting. Check out their website at sapeloislandbirdhouses.com. Back in a moment here on Travel with Anita.
Listen to the sound of the Cherokee. Ooh-ah, ooh-ah, ooh-ah.